We are learning Maseches Be'edaf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're beginning two lines from the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara there was mechadish to us that a person is allowed to be moilil melilas on yontif, which means he could put a kernel between his fingers and loosen them up in order to break off the chaff off the wheat kernels, which is an issa of dosh. But since here it's kla'achayad to do it with your fingers, they didn't wear guys with kla'achayad on yontif. And the Gemara is a kasha, a fi zeh shver, because our Mishnah said that taking truma on yontif was for sure also. Taking challah or taking off the matanos, which is the zroya chayim v'kevah's mutter on yontif, because you're allowed to shech the animal on yontif, you're allowed to make a dough on yontif. So therefore, a karchach, you have to be able to take the challah and the matanos. But truma, usually the dosh is done in the field before yontif. You're not allowed to do dosh on yontif regularly. So therefore, the truma is usually chayim before yontif, therefore you have to take it before yontif. And now the Gemara is saying, if it's possible to do dosh on yontif through putting it between your fingers and breaking it apart, so it comes out, you can have truma on yontif. So that's what started from. Two lines on the bottom. And came, it's seen with truma, shizakai baramasa. But Tanan, it says our Mishnah, loyim amartam truma, shayna zakai baramasa. It says our Mishnah that you can take off truma on yontif. So my answer is, you're right, loy kasha, harebi, harebi yisriyuda. This that you are chayiv for truma, if you're moilim alilas, is really a machlekes Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda. What does that mean? The title into the brisa. Hichnes shibalim lasis bam isa. If someone brought into his house wheat kernels with the chaff on it, with the shell on the kernels, he brought it into his house, but his plan was to make it into flour and to make it into dough. So what are you missing? He's still missing dosh, which is like threshing, and then zayra, throwing it into the wind, and then making a pile out of it. So since you still have to do a gemar malacha to finish it off, it's not chayiv and truma yet. So since something's not chayiv and truma, oichlam hem arai upater. You can eat a little bit at a time and you're potter because there's no gemar malacha to it, and therefore you are potter for eating such wheat kernels. But if lemoilom emelilois, if you brought it into the house with a plan of eating them one by one by cracking off the shell with your fingers, so then it's really a finished deal. So then it's machlokes. Like, Rebbe Mechai, Rebbe holds chayiv in Chuma. Rebbe Yitzchak Yehuda Paiter, Rebbe holds your potter. Why does Rebbe Yitzchak Yehuda hold your potter? Because he holds you only chayiv after meruach. The usual way of finishing off wheat is by doing threshing, dosh, and zayra, throwing it to the wind to separate them, and then you make a pile of wheat. That's the gairin. That's when it's gemar malach. That's when it's finished off. That's when you chayiv Chuma. Mashenke, Rebbe holds, no, you're not chayiv. There's possibility to be chayiv chuma without doing meruach, and that is if you're bringing it in to eat it by cracking off the shells with your finger. Then it's a gemar malach of bringing it into your house already for that, and you don't need it to have meruach. So it comes out like this: that someone's meila melila. It's machlekes. Rebbe holds you chayiv in chuma. Rebbe Yehuda holds your potter in chuma, and therefore our mishnah is going to Resi Rabbi Yehuda. The Lashon Gemara is Har Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda is a little bit interesting. Really, the Gemara starts is Hamani, who's our Mishnah, Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara right there, no, but even for Rabbi Yehuda, I can find a case where you chayiv truma by Meila Melila. So for Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Mishkachas Law, it's possible to be chayiv for Meila Melila. How is that? Gan Shehichna Shabalim Lasis Mem Isa. You taka brought in the Shabalim to make Isa. And then, which means that it was going to be Mechayiv truma when I finished it off. But then, when Nimlach Aleim Amoilim Yomtiv, I changed my mind and I decided to be Moilit on Yomtiv. The Tavla B'Yomit becomes Tavl. And what's the Pshat? The Pshat is since when you brought it in, it had a future that through Gemar Melacha it would be Chayiv. B'Chuma, Kegoyin, if you did, a Meruach, Dosh a Meruach. So therefore, here also, if you change your mind and decide now that it's a finished product the way it is, you'll also be chayiv. It's an interesting concept, and Pesach was very bothered by it. But like upon him, he's saying that if you're also going to be chayiv, if you change your mind and you brought it in a way that it could be chayiv and chuma because you planned on making meruach to it, means piling it. But and at the end of the day, you decide to do mayam alilois, so you should be chayiv in chuma for that reason. That's what the Dimfir Yehuda is. And that's the kasha, so it comes out that you can have chuma even for your Yehuda on yontif. Because if you brought it in Le'isa, then on yontif you start to moil and melilas, to break it with your fingers, you chayiv and chuma. So it's back, Shveha Mishnah, it says that you can't take chuma on yontif. Who is that like? And for the Gemara, my truma, roev truma. And it says in our Mishnah that truma, you can't, you're not zakayi b'haramasa, means most of trumas are not zakayi b'haramasa, because most truma is done by the disham ruach, which means the threshing ruach, which has to be done before Yom Tov. And since it has done for Yom Tov, there's no heter on those things to take truma on Yom Tov. And even though there are certain things you can take truma on Yom Tov, for example, Moel Malilos, but since roev truma is not, so therefore they made a takon on our Mishnah there, they're not allowed to bring it to the Koyim, because you might come to take truma on Yom Tov when you're not allowed to. What's the case not allowed to? Again, the case you're not allowed to is the case of when you do dosh and meruach with roev chayv meruach, you can't take over truma on Yom Tov. Now, just to speak out one point here, Kreger and Pnei Shul, both are busy with this, that usually the halacha is, if you bring something into your house, everything to be chayiv in Truma has to have a roya pnei habayis after the Gemara Melacha. If you bring it to your house before the Gemara Melacha, it's not chayiv in Truma. It's mashma in Rashi that if you do the Gemara Melacha in your house, even after Rias pnei habayis, it'll become chayiv in Truma. It'll become chayiv in Truma even after the Rias pnei habayis if you did the Gemara. Which is machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos in Bamatia doesn't say like that, but that's the Mavuyah in Rashi. Zok Gemara Vayit, Amar Abaya. Machloikis b'shibolim. The machloikis between Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi, if moilil melilos is chayiv in, it's called gemar melach or not, it's only machloikis by shibolim, which means by kernels, by wheat kernels, barley, those things, since the derech is to make meruach, is do dosh and zayra, and then to pile it up, those things, that's machloikis if you chayiv by moilil melilos or not. But kidneys, divrei akoil asiraisa tavla. But by kidneys, by beans, the derech is that people bring in to the house, they don't, the derech is, they don't dafka make, break off all the beans and make a pile. That's not what they do. They bring in a bundle of these pods into the house, and they break off the beans one by one. Since that's the derech, so then that's called gemara melacha. Av kidney is divra ka, so rise the tavla, which means that when they bundle it, that makes the tevel, makes the chayav and chum ready. The little bundles they bring into the house, that's kulyam. That means by kernels, Rabbi Yisrael Huda holds no, that the only completion of that is if you do dasha meruach. Masha'in came by these things, even bringing in as a bundle will be called a gemara melacha for chuma. That's what he said. So more lema siyele. Let's bring a riot to Abaye's psha. Lema siyele. It says in the bright. So mishayel chavile tilson. It's a mishnah actually. Mishayel chavile tilson. Someone who had a bundle of fenugreek, this type of spice, shall tevel. It was tevel. Hareze kaitish, you break it apart, you take the seeds out of the stalks, umechashiv kamazeres behem, and you figure out, I mean, you don't have to count it up, you just you estimate how much zera yes behem, umafashala zera, but in a mafashala eitz. You only have to take off chumas and maizers on the zera, on the seeds, not on the eitz. That means even though the eitz, which means the branches of this plant, also can be used as spices, but since it's never eaten, it's not called the oichel, and you don't not chayim chumas and maizris. So what you do is you break off the seeds, and you estimate how many seeds there are, and you take off chumas and maizris on those seeds. What do you see? You see you didn't break it apart yet, which means you didn't break the seeds off the stems, and still you see that it's tevel already. The seed's tevel. Why is it tevel already? My lava reis rudi. It's mashmas kuliyam, but even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to this. Dama hasam loy tavla. There he says by shivalim that it's not tavel until you do dosh emiruach hacha tavla. Here you see, you just bring it in as a bundle. It's tavel already. So you see, it's a riot abaya that by kitnias, because this is like kitnias. This is also this fenugreek. The derech was that you brought into your house not a lot at a time. It was spices. You don't make a big pile of spices. So you brought a little at a time, and you see here if you're Rabbi Yehuda, it's tavel. So it's a riot abaya. No, maybe it's Rabbi. Maybe it's going to go to Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda argues. Right, the Markash, you Rabbi, the my ear tells them, Vasap is fenugreek, a fill of Shabal Nami, even the wheat kernels, you bring in a bundle at a time in order to break them apart. The halacha is the Ichayiv in Chumas and Maishas. You don't have to tell me a Chiddush or Tilson. So Mar says, Elamai, you tell me, so what are you telling me? It's Rabbi Yehuda? Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda? So then I still have a kasha. Why? Lashmin and Sharmin, a kidney is closer than Tilson. You just tell me other kidneys, it's a bigger Chiddush. Tilson, everyone knows that the only thing you do is bringing your house a little bit at a time because it's made for spice. You should have told me beans, which you could hear that you make a pile sometimes in the field. You should tell me that chiddush, that's a bigger chiddush, and kol shekein tilson. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda either if you want to say like Abaya. Hello. The Gemara says, really could be Rebbe. Maybe it could be Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a Raya. Really could be, maybe it's really Rebbe. If you're Rabbi Yehuda, really, he holds that Gemara is only dosh. Hello. So why the kasha was, if it's Rebbe, So why are you telling me Tilson? Even Shibalim are chayiv and ma'isis, trumas and ma'isis, bringing it in lemayla melilas. Ella Tilson tzrichalei sa'akadai tachamino hel v'tam etzai upiria shava. You would say since the wood and the pear taste the same, lifresh namia etzai, you should take off ma'isis and trumas ma'isis on the etz also k'mash v'lon that you don't. So like this, the zayt yechidish of Tilson. You're right. The gabe, the din. Of that Yechayim and Trumas and Ma'aser is even possible by Shibalim. Why did it say Tilson? To tell us this Chiddush, that Tilson, you're not the Chayim Trumas and Ma'aser on the eights, on the wood of it, on the stems, only on the peri. Now here comes the Ikad Amri, which according to the way we have a Gersa, according to Rashi learns, is mamash the opposite. Ikad Amri Amma Abaya, Machloikis b'Shibalim. The Machloikis between Rebbe and Rizuda is by wheat kernels by Shibalim. Of a bikitnius, but by beans, divrei akol asuraisa loy tovla. Of bikitnius, everyone agrees asuraisa loy tovla. Mamash the opposite. There's a whole machlokes of shibalim. But bikitnius, even Rebbe will agree that it's not tevel. Mamash the opposite. Even Rebbe will agree it's not tevel. Like Rashi says, behind mechayev Rebbe fish harbi koin samoy samlim lilois v'kalish shengarnim by wheat kernels and barley kernels, at least some people bring it in to eat it like that. But kitnius, stam achnosa l'meruach, the stam achnosa is to parlet, v'asarais lo tavla. Saying, like, kuli amanat. That's what this Ikadarmi says. And Tosfos asks right away, says, Tosfos, who brings him Rashi Makutsi, who knew the whole Talmud, it says, the v'chol al Talmud l'metzinu Ikadarmi k'ay gavim shal hepech man arishon. You never find Ikadarmi like that. That's the Tosfos. That's what we're learning Rashi now. That's what Rashi learns. The Machloikis says, "V'shabalim, the kidneys divrei kol yinim meruach." Means even Rebbe holds by kernels yichayev and trumas and ma'isers. Here you will not be chayev and trumas and ma'isers. Meis ve'nasi akasha from that Mishnah and trumas. Mishayu lechavil tilson shel tavel. It says chavil tilson shel tavel. That means it's, you bring it in as a bundle. It's tavel. Harezek kaitish. You break it apart and you hand down the seeds and the stems. And mechashav kama. Zera, yes, but you figure out, you estimate how much zera is there. Um, marfish al zera, and take off chumas maizes on the zera. Ve'ena marfish al eitz. Take off chuma on the zera. Ve'ena marfish al eitz. The pasuk means chuma, not talking about the chuma. Ve'ena marfish al eitz, and you're not marfish on the wood. So it says tevel. This isn't first raya that you bring in a bundle of fenugreek. The law is that it's tevel. According to Abaya, he said, lekuliyam is not tevel. My love, tevel tovel shotuma, and became tevel shotuma. So you see that there's some of the holes that if you bring it in a bundle, it comes chayim and chuma. So tomorrow, no. We're talking about a special case here. I'll speak it out outside first. The case was here that the Levi came to take his meiser before it was gemar malacha. And the halacha is that it works. It's called meiser for the Levi. Levi, he's not allowed to do that because he's being makdim. Meiser to Truma, he's back to Meiser to Truma, which is not to be done, but still, here he did it. Now, when he did it, he took this Meiser, it got a shame Meiser in it. If it gets a shame Meiser in it, then this Chal Truma's Meiser in it. So he, by him taking it, it turned to Tevel, even for Gemara Malacha, right? Because Truma's Meiser. Loy Tevel, Tovel, Shal Truma's Meiser. Tevel became Tevel of Truma's Meiser. Ukud Ravavo, Oram Meshim Malachish. Like Ravavo said, Meshim Meshim Malachish. A regular case with Shabalim, we know Shabalim usually needs dosh and ruach. And Meiser Rishon that he took before while it was still kernels, Shemoy Toivle Chumas Meiser. The name Chumas Meiser makes it Hevel for Chumas Meiser. He gives it a shame, Chumas Meiser. And like Rashi explains, since the hoil of the chal chavilim halalu shame Meiser, nasa Tevel, that's the lahafresh mehem Chumas Meiser and Meiser. So here, you're right, it doesn't, it's not Gemara Malacha. Not Gemara Malacha. Why is it Tevel? The case was, the Levi took it already, and therefore became Tevel of a Chumas Meisah. Faiting Marakasha, if so, Koit Bishlomali. Why do you have to break it apart? Like Rashi explains, Bishlom, if it's talking about a case where it's already Gemara Malacha, so there we hear, you have to, the Yisrael has to break it apart before it gets to the Koyim, because by a regular case, it says the Goncha, which means a pile of Dagon. So you want to give it to the Kayin in an oifen of Dagon. But now that we're saying it's a special din that's Shmoy Chalalov, so why can't I give it the same way I have it? Keichod Yavali Hachi Yavin Aloch. Just like I got it this way, the Levi said, I'll give it to you there. They're trying to mask that maybe it says Kaitish. You know why? Because you have to give less Shumas Maisa then. because on the eighths you don't have to give. So if it's one piece, you have to give it. But if you break it apart, so you say, no, Kodesh Mashma, I'm telling you, you have to. Exactly. Mashma, you have to do it. So Kasha, why do you have to do it? Amarava, you're right, you don't really have to do it. Kasha, since he went to try to beat the system and take before Chuma, and he helped the Bailam do a Shtikla Aveira, so therefore he gave him a Knas. He gave him a Knas, said you have to make it Mamish on a silver platter to the Kohen. That's what Rava says.
Kohen,
what?
Even though for the Kohen, we're better with the eights.
What? No, I guess, yeah. The Sultan Knas, it's better if he has it, he doesn't have to be busy with it, the Zara, I guess. I hear you asking, I hear what you're saying, but it sounds like it's the Knas is to give it to him on a silver platter. Taina Mehachim, we have a Bryce like that. Ben Levi, Shinoshla Shabalim, Masraisov. A Ben Levi that got Shabalim, he took Shabalim before Chuma. Also, Oysom Gairin, he has to make it into Gairin, make it, he has to do the threshing, the Zara, make it into a pile. Anovim, he gets anovim, oisos yayin, he has to make it into wine. Zaysim get zaysim, oisos and shaman. Marfistom chumas maisa, then he gives it chumas maisa, nois and lakoyin. Shikashem to chuma gadoyla, just like chuma gadoyla, any to tell us is usually not given ela, mina gurin and mina yakev, only from the gurin, only if it's piled up, mina yakev, and from the wine, when it turns to wine. Kach chumas maisa, and tell us mina gurin, mina yakev. And the same thing by chumas maisa, any to tell us ela, mina gurin, u mina yakev, that has to be given after it's processed. That kind of brisa. So you see, like Rava, that's a knas. Afraid to all the achrenim, it doesn't sound like knas here. It sounds like it's like a limud. Just like truma is usually given in that, this also to be given in that. It sounds like a real din, not a din knas. And the Rishash blib shver on this kasha. The Rishash asks the kasha. He says, I understand. It sounds like he has medina. The Rishash says, I read you his lashon. He says, Mashma di alflo me keshav, Rava amashum knaso. Whatever. But either way, it's a tiny, the raya has to be processed. So like, well, right now the Gemara is saying is that I go. Abaye says kidneys all kuliyama has to be processed before it's chayiv. Not bringing it into the house is enough to be chayiv. So he said, good kasha. And there tevel means because still, you're right. It's not chayiv ma'is when the baal boss brings it into the house. The chayiv there chumas ma'is. It's tevel for chumas ma'is because the levy took it early and it was chal a shame ma'isa on it.